Okay, so today we're taking a deep dive into entrepreneurship in Austria, and we've got a really fascinating report to guide us.
The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, the GM Austria report for 2024-25.
Exactly, and a very detailed piece of work it is too, by Christian Friedl, Renee Wenzel, and Eric Kirschner. And, for this deep dive, what we really want to do is get to the heart of what's happening with entrepreneurship in Austria right now.
Yeah, you want to get a handle on the opportunities, the challenges, who's out there making things happen.
Exactly. You've shared this report with us to understand the key trends and figures shaping Austrian entrepreneurship, and we're going to unpack it all for you. Right off the bat, there's a pretty striking point that jumps out from the report. Nearly half the population in Austria sees opportunities for starting a business, which sounds really promising, right? But then when you look at how many people are actually planning to start a business, it's just 7.5%. So you've got this huge gap between potential and action. What's your take on that?
Well, that's really the big question, isn't it? You're right. The report does highlight this. It shows that while the perception of opportunities is high at almost 50%, it's actually dipped a little bit since the last survey. But it's still at that pre-pandemic level, and it's pretty much in the middle range for Europe. It's interesting. The GEM report also points to Poland, where you see a very high percentage of people who see opportunities, but similar to Austria, their startup intentions are actually low.
Interesting. So it's not necessarily just an Austrian thing.
It points to maybe a wider trend.
But 7.5% intending to start a business. That feels particularly low, especially when you consider that before the pandemic, it was almost double that, wasn't it? It was around 13%.
It's a significant drop, and the GM report really underlines that decline. Startup intentions have fallen sharply. And I think what's maybe even more telling is that when you look specifically at individuals who aren't currently entrepreneurs, only about 5.4% have concrete plans to launch a venture in the next 3 years. And that puts Austria quite low down in the international rankings, 49th to be precise. So this growing gap between seeing the possibilities and actually taking that first step, that's one of the crucial insights here.
So fewer people are willing to take the plunge, but for those who are starting businesses, what's motivating them? Is it that classic entrepreneurial drive, to build something new, or are there other factors at play in the current climate?
Well, what we're seeing is a real shift in the motivations behind starting a business. For the first time, the report shows that over 50% of new entrepreneurs in Austria are driven by necessity.
Necessity.
Essentially a lack of other job opportunities. And that's a big jump from 2022. However, it's not a completely simple picture. The desire for wealth, that's still a strong motivator. It's seen a significant increase since 2020. Idealistic motives, like wanting to make a difference, they're still important to around 40% of founders. When we look at all these motivations, Austria is kind of middle of the road in the European context.
So necessity driving over half of all startups. That's really telling, isn't it? It suggests something about the current economic climate and how people are feeling about the traditional job market.
It does.
Now, the report also flags sustainability as being really important in Austria. Can you unpack that for us a little?
Sustainability is a big deal in the Austrian entrepreneurial ecosystem. The country ranks third internationally when it comes to emphasizing social and environmental aspects. And actually, around two-thirds of businesses, both new and established ones, so they consider these factors in their decision-making.
That's interesting. Two-thirds.
It seems the focus is shifting a bit towards social aspects. But what's particularly noteworthy is that Austrian entrepreneurs are increasingly willing to sacrifice, perhaps, some profit or growth to achieve a positive social and environmental impact.
That's a pretty strong statement. It really shows how values are being integrated into businesses. Are there any differences in how newer companies and more established companies approach this commitment to sustainability?
The report highlights some differences there. Established companies, they're more likely to be taking concrete steps to reduce their environmental impact, which makes sense. They often have more resources. But the importance of social measures, that's growing across all types of businesses, both new and old. Now, in terms of awareness of the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, those global targets addressing those big social, economic, and environmental issues, awareness amongst entrepreneurs is around 30%.
20%.
But what's really good to see is that over half of young entrepreneurs who are aware of the SDGs, they've prioritized one or more of these goals and are setting clear targets and indicators for their businesses.
So they're really weaving those goals into their business operations.
Yeah, and that's true for about 40% of established companies too.
Okay, that's really positive.
Yeah.
What about the overall image of entrepreneurship in Austria? Is it still seen as, you know, a desirable career path?
Yeah, overall, the image remains quite positive. Over half the population sees starting a business as desirable. And this has actually gone up since the pandemic, putting Austria in the mid-range across Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And the social status of entrepreneurs has remained consistently positive for over a decade,
yeah,
which puts Austria in the top five in Europe. However, there has been a noticeable dip in positive media coverage, down to about two-thirds. And this could reflect the more challenging economic news at the moment.
So the fundamental perception is good, but the current economic climate might be casting a bit of a shadow.
Possibly, yeah. But even with that dip, Austria still ranks ninth in Europe for positive media portrayals of entrepreneurship.
Okay, not bad. The report also delves into sociocultural norms.
Yeah.
Right? Are those generally seen as supportive of entrepreneurship within Austria?
This is where Austria faces a bit of a challenge. Sociocultural norms are still seen as less supportive compared to many other countries.
Really?
Yeah. And among the factors assessed, a high level of risk aversion gets the lowest rating.
People don't want to take risks.
Seems that way. Also, the report indicates that promotion of creativity and innovation is seen as declining.
Hmm.
Overall, these norms have been below the European average since 2012. And here's something that links back to what we were talking about earlier. The fear of failure has significantly increased, like an 18% jump since 2022, specifically among those who actually see entrepreneurial opportunities.
Oh, wow.
And within this group, Austria performs poorly both internationally and compared to other European nations.
So it seems like even if people see the potential, that fear of failing really holds them back.
It's a big factor.
It really underlines that paradox we were talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and look at the actual level of entrepreneurial activity within Austria. What does that look like right now?
So overall, entrepreneurial activity is stable at 14.2% of the working age population.
Yeah.
Which puts Austria 15th out of 21 European countries in the GM comparison. However, early stage entrepreneurial activity, the TEA rate, and this includes people who are actively in the process of starting a business, that rate is quite low at 6.6%.
Yeah.
And that ranks 18th in Europe.
Okay.
This suggests there's a lot of activity in the very early pre-start phase, but fewer ideas are actually turning into actual businesses. Now, on a more positive note, the established business rate is higher at 7.9%, placing Austria 7th in Europe. So once businesses get through those early stages, they tend to stick around.
So fewer new businesses, but the ones that do launch seem to be more resilient.
It seems that way.
Are there any noticeable regional differences in entrepreneurial activity within Austria?
Yes, definitely. Carinthia, for instance, has the highest TEA rate, so lots of early stage activity there. On the flip side, Vorarlberg has actually shown declines across all phases.
Interesting.
And Tyrol maintains its leading position when it comes to established businesses.
Okay, so there's a bit of variation across the country. What about growth ambitions? Are early stage businesses looking to expand and create more jobs?
Well, employment and growth expectations among Austrian early-stage businesses are stable, but they're lagging behind when compared to their counterparts in other European countries. Internationalization rates for new businesses, they've also stayed stable, but Austria's ranking in Europe has actually dropped from 7th to 10th. So while Austrian startups aren't necessarily becoming less internationally focused, businesses in other European countries are becoming more outward-looking at a faster pace.
So staying steady isn't always enough.
No, especially not in a dynamic global economy.
What about businesses that close? What are the main reasons for business exits in Austria?
The report identifies several key drivers for business exits. Retirement is the most common reason, accounting for about 26% of cases.
Okay.
Family or personal reasons are next at 17%, and a lack of profitability is cited by 14%.
Right.
Other notable factors include transitioning to a different career or business that accounts for 10% and the emergence of a new business opportunity at 9%. Selling the business makes up 8% of exits, and financial problems were the reason in 7% of cases.
Okay.
Issues with suppliers or conflicts among partners were much less common reasons for closure. Now, overall, Austria's exit rates are in the mid-range for Europe,
okay,
which aligns with that observation we made earlier about fewer startups but potentially more sustainable ones.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, let's talk about the people behind these businesses. Are there any significant demographic trends?
Yeah, there are a few interesting shifts to note. One is the increasing average age of early stage entrepreneurs in Austria. That has now risen to 42.
42?
Mm-hmm. And this increase is mainly driven by the growth of senior entrepreneurship, with more individuals in older age brackets starting their own ventures.
Okay, senior entrepreneurship, that's really interesting. What about female entrepreneurship?
So the female TA rate in Austria currently stands at 6.3%, ranking 13th in Europe, while the male TA rate is slightly higher at 6.8%, ranking 18th. So while both are relatively low compared to other countries, the gender gap in startup rates is very small. In fact, the second lowest in Europe.
That's good, right?
It's definitely a strength. Yeah. When we look at founding teams, there's been an increase in all female teams. All male teams have stayed at around 25%, which has led to a decrease in mixed gender teams. Interestingly, there were no diverse founding individuals identified in the sample.
Really? None at all?
Nope.
Okay. So it sounds like women are starting businesses at almost the same rate as men. But maybe the diversity picture needs some work.
Yeah.
The report also looks at the factors impacting female entrepreneurship, doesn't it?
Right. And the National Expert Survey rated the cultural environment, encouraging women, and the affordability of support after starting a family as the most positive aspects.
Okay.
The availability of childcare and related services received poor ratings.
Right.
And the attractiveness of entrepreneurship compared to employment for women, that was also rated poorly.
So the support systems are a bit patchy.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Access to finance and access to markets are also seen as challenges for women entrepreneurs. And interestingly, male experts were more critical of the difficulties women face in accessing finance than female experts.
So even though there's progress in startup rates, there are still hurdles.
Yeah.
Okay. What role does education play in fostering entrepreneurship?
It seems to be a significant factor. The report shows that both early stage and established entrepreneurs in Austria tend to have higher levels of education than the general population.
Okay.
And the TEA rate among university graduates is almost double that of individuals without a university degree.
Wow. So there's a strong connection between higher education and entrepreneurial activity.
Yeah, definitely.
What about entrepreneurship education specifically? How is that viewed?
Experts generally rate primary and secondary school education as quite weak.
Really?
Yeah, particularly in terms of providing knowledge about the market economy and focusing on entrepreneurial skills.
Hmm.
Tertiary education, so universities and Fachhochschulen, fares somewhat better in expert evaluations, but there's still room for improvement across the board. Vocational training receives a moderate rating, but overall there's a sense that strengthening entrepreneurship education at all levels would be beneficial.
So higher education in general seems to be good, but specific programs focused on entrepreneurship, especially at younger ages, could be improved.
Yeah.
Now, one last thing on this topic. How do Austrians perceive their own skills when it comes to starting and running a business?
Well, Austria is in the lower mid-range in Europe for perceived startup skills.
Hmm.
Only about 55% of the population feel confident that they have the necessary skills to start a business. And that's significantly lower than countries like Poland.
That lack of confidence, that could be playing into the low startup rates.
Yeah, I think it's a factor.
Okay, let's move on to research, technology, and innovation, you know, FTI.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the level of FTI activity within Austrian entrepreneurship?
So overall, FTI intensity in Austrian businesses has remained fairly stable.
Yeah.
Early stage businesses tend to show higher levels compared to established companies, but it's worth noting that these levels are still below pre-pandemic levels.
Hmm. So it's stable, but maybe not as dynamic as it could be.
Yeah, it seems that way.
What about the link between research and entrepreneurship?
The research indicator shows a positive trend. About a third of Austrian companies are now classified as research-based. There are also positive developments in how companies are generating and using research results. However, spin-off activity from research institutions has declined slightly.
So there's room for improvement in turning research into new businesses.
Yeah, I think so. Intrapreneurship, that is, innovation within existing companies, is recovering and approaching pre-crisis levels. Now, experts rate the overall level of R&D transfer in Austria as moderate, and a key challenge is the access to and affordability of R&D for new businesses. That gets a pretty low rating.
So there's a good research base, but there are some bottlenecks. What about the role of technology within Austrian entrepreneurship?
So about half of Austrian companies are classified as technology-based. The indicator for a technology above industry level is strong, and established companies are now actually surpassing early-stage businesses in this area. As you might expect, the novelty of technology use is generally higher in early-stage businesses. However, there's still an underrepresentation of businesses in key technology sectors.
Startups are using newer technologies, but not always in the most strategically important sectors.
Yeah.
What about innovation more broadly?
Innovation is definitely a strong feature. Two-thirds of early-stage businesses are classified as innovation-based, and about a fifth are innovative niche players. Product innovation is strong in both new and established companies, but there is a weakness, protection of intellectual property. Only a small percentage of companies plan to seek legal protection for their innovations.
That seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. The report also talks about digital transformation and artificial intelligence. How are Austrian entrepreneurs approaching those areas?
Well, this is interesting. Businesses tend to be more critical of their level of digitalization and AI adoption compared to expert opinions. And the main reason for that seems to be concerns around data protection. Austria, compared to other European nations, lags in the use of digital tools for things like e-commerce, data analytics, and AI. Currently, only a small percentage of early-stage businesses see AI as important.
Really?
Yeah, and only slightly more expect it to become more important in the next 3 years. This is significantly lower than expert opinions. Data security is the biggest barrier to AI adoption, and potential benefits are mainly seen in improved productivity and efficiency.
So a cautious approach to digital transformation and AI with a lot of concern about data privacy. Okay. Last but not least, let's talk about the overall entrepreneurial environment in Austria. How supportive is the ecosystem?
The financial environment is becoming more challenging, particularly for growth phase financing. Informal investments are increasing, though. Experts rate the overall financial support as slightly declining, although government subsidies are still seen as positive. The ease of accessing finance is rated below average, with growth financing being particularly difficult.
Right.
And while informal investments are growing, they mostly go to close family and tend to be small, with a median amount of around 5,000 euros.
So getting that early stage support is one thing, but accessing the larger amounts of capital for scaling up, that's still a hurdle.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What about government policies and the support programs available?
Austria's funding programs actually get top international ratings, second in the global GM survey.
Wow.
However, government policies more broadly, especially at local and regional levels, are viewed more critically.
So targeted programs are good, but the overall policy environment, maybe not so much.
That's the general feeling.
What about the quality of infrastructure and openness of markets?
Infrastructure remains a real strength. Physical infrastructure is rated very highly in Europe. Economic and service-oriented infrastructure also gets good ratings. However, this is under pressure from rising costs, especially for rents, financial services, and supply chains.
Okay.
Internal market barriers are also seen as slightly more negative, mainly due to rising entry costs.
So great infrastructure, but rising costs are a worry.
Yeah. But on a positive note, early stage entrepreneurs do report that starting a business is perceived as slightly easier now compared to the previous year.
Okay, so some glimmers of hope there. What's the overall assessment of the Austrian entrepreneurial ecosystem then?
The overall assessment has remained pretty much the same, although there are some differences in the ratings of individual factors. But compared to other European countries, Austria has actually improved its overall standing. Strengths are the funding programs and the infrastructure. Weaknesses are the sociocultural norms, which we talked about earlier, and entrepreneurship education in schools.
Okay, so some good, some not so good. But let's sum this all up for you, our listener. What are the key takeaways here?
Okay, so Austria has a lot of untapped entrepreneurial potential, with many people seeing opportunities. We're seeing a rise in necessity-driven startups, but sustainability is still a core value for Austrian entrepreneurs. The image of entrepreneurship is positive, but fear of failure is holding people back. Startup activity is less frequent than in some other European countries, but the businesses that do get started tend to be more resilient. Digital transformation and AI adoption are happening cautiously, with data privacy being a big concern. And finally, access to funding, especially for growth, remains a challenge.
And for me, the real takeaway is that disconnect we talked about at the start. You know, all these people who see opportunities, but very few are actually taking the leap. And it seems that fear of failure is a really big part of that.
I agree.
So listener, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of entrepreneurship in Austria.
Yeah, it should be valuable whether you're prepping for meetings, trying to understand market trends, or just curious about this topic.
So here's something to think about. Austria has a high quality of life, good infrastructure, and lots of people who see potential opportunities. So why this gap between seeing and doing? What could be done to close that gap and make Austria's entrepreneurial ecosystem even more vibrant? That's something to ponder as you continue exploring this topic. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.